This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica and World Bank collaborate on animation project. National Security Minister appoints new Commissioner of Police. And EPOC co-chair says economy continuing on path to sustained growth. Stay with us. The news in detail after this break.
Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission.
Now the news. Some 15,000 young Jamaicans stand to benefit from mentorship and other business support through a Government of Jamaica and World Bank project. The project targets Jamaicans aged 15 to 30 years and is dubbed Youth Employment in Digital and Animation Industries. The $20 million US project is designed to generate national income in a non-traditional sector with tremendous potential. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the project represents a significant intervention in Jamaica's efforts to position the economy on the path to sustained development and growth.
The activities related to the animation portion of this operation will work directly with Jamaican institutions working in low-income communities to target some of the most disadvantaged youth on the island. In addition, activities related to the online work opportunities will be carried out throughout the island using our community access points.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at a signing ceremony for the Youth Employment in Digital and Animation Industries in Kingston on Monday. Come September 15, Jamaica will have a new Commissioner of Police. National Security Minister Peter Bunting has appointed Carl Williams Commissioner of Police effective September 15. Minister Bunting was on Monday morning formally advised of the selection by the Police Service Commission. A release from the Ministry of National Security hails Commissioner-designate Williams as a proven strategic thinker who holds a PhD in criminal justice. Mr. Williams is credited with the conceptualizing and development of the Anti-Lottery Scam Task Force, among other notable accomplishments. As the new commissioner, he will be mandated to continue the process of professionalization of the Jamaica Constabulary Force with special emphasis on human rights. The release from the ministry asserts that given the track record of Mr. Williams, the JCF is expected to continue making significant progress in the fight against organized crime and corruption under his leadership. The Jamaican economy continues to show signs of improvement. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, says the improvement is most evident in the sustained growth of the Net International Reserves, NIR, and the cumulative primary surplus.
The July primary surplus of $25.4 billion exceeded the target by 16%. And the August net international reserves of $2.1 billion are considerably ahead of even the September IMF target, which is $1.17 billion. So on the two critical performance indicators of the primary balance and the NIR, the country has done pretty well in July and August.
Mr. Biles is commending the government for spending $7.7 billion less than the planned budgetary expenditure for the July to August period in the face of a $2.6 billion shortfall in revenues and grants. The reduced spending resulted in a fiscal deficit of $17.9 billion, $5.2 billion less than the budgeted deficit of $23.1 billion. Mr. Biles was speaking at the monthly EPOC press briefing Monday. And the government is to take steps to delay full enactment of the flexi-work legislation. This in order to consider new concerns raised by members of the public. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says concerns raised by the Jamaica Umbrella Group of Churches and other interest groups indicate that more time is needed to facilitate a better understanding and to allay apprehension surrounding the passage of the flexi-work legislation expected to be debated in Parliament on September 9. Mr. Kellyer was addressing a public consultation on the legislation in Montego Bay recently.
We are going to refine it to ensure that the coming into being of the new act is not with immediate effect. We'll give some time.
The Employment Flexible Work Arrangements Miscellaneous Provisions Act was tabled in Parliament on March 25 this year. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.